If you ask me, softball is very hard. It boggles my mind that people can hit a ball traveling that fast, from that angle, from that close. I think some major leaguers might agree with me, as many of them have looked foolish trying to hit off former All-American pitcher Jenny Finch. College softball is emerging into a high-profile game and a popular NCAA championship. Dr. Brand, how and when did this happen?
First of all, good to be with you today, Josh. I think it's fascinating about softball. You know, we all play softball for recreation. It's not the same game. I had the opportunity to be on the sidelines for a couple of these softball games, and I'm just overwhelmed with the skill of the players, the speed of that ball coming into the plate, 45 feet, and it's moving all over. Well, it's a bigger ball. You think you can hit it. Not so. That ball really comes fast, and it moves very quickly. The pitches are providing, I think, a high level of skill that's making it difficult, for any batter.
It seems like it's emerged, though, especially in the last few years. Do you attribute that to any of the television coverage?
You know, we started off showing that in a delayed action, that we would have tapes that people would watch. And all of a sudden, on ESPN, everyone was watching the tapes. And the news media and the sports media, ESPN in particular, say, well, there's a lot of interest in this. As a result, we're obviously showing it live now, and it's one of our growth sports. It's a lot like women's basketball. I think there's a greater and greater appreciation all the time about the skill of the players, and as a result, I think a lot of people are watching it.
And the Women's College World Series, which is right around the corner in Oklahoma City, people are packing the stands there, too.
Absolutely. I think that's going to be an exciting event. It'll be very hard fought. I think it'll be quite interesting. And again, we all think, well, we know how to play softball. Not so.
We don't.
It's a different game. It's really quite remarkable to watch. And it's great fun. It's played hard, skillful players. And, of course, we all get to root for our college teams.
Is softball following the path of women's basketball? We've seen an explosion in women's basketball over the past decade or so. Are we going the same way with softball?
I think it's one of our growth in women's sports and one of our growth sports all around, absolutely. Women's basketball, I think, is clearly gaining momentum. It's on the upswing. Better players all the time because more people are playing and they're starting younger. But also the same is true for sports, for softball. I think we're seeing more young women playing early on. We're seeing the teams attracting better players and more fans.
You know, one of the things that I find remarkable is that last year, Michigan won the College World Series. That's a team from the north dominating teams from the south and from the west. That hasn't happened before.
Well, we've seen baseball migrate to the warm weather climates, mostly so people could play close to all year long. I think in terms of softball, we probably have enough ability on the pitcher and catcher to practice indoors a little bit, and that helps, and the pitch is very important in softball. So that might be one of the opportunities. I think it is a national game. We will see the northern teams, the Big Ten, for example, and the northern part of the Pac-10, for example, participating and be competitive. And that's great because it gives more opportunity and more competitiveness.
One of the wild things, I think, is that a pitcher can throw hundreds of pitches throughout the course of the tournament. It's totally different than baseball.
It's a different movement. I think when you throw a ball overhand, there's a certain limit you can do for your shoulder and elbow. But I think that the motion, the underhand motion, allows the pitches to continue. In fact, sometimes a pitcher will pitch two games in a row. And I think you can do that just because the motion is so different.
All right. Well, the Women's College World Series begins on June 1st, so make sure to tune into ESPN to catch some of the games from Oklahoma City. I'll be out there and be writing updates for the AA Zone, so make sure to check those out as well. Dr. Brand, thank you for being with us.
Pleasure.
You've just listened to Mondays with Miles, featuring NCAA President Miles Brand. We'll see you next week.